Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of Revelation chapter 5, we were taught that God is very specific as to how we are to worship Him. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The opening of this book is the guarantee of it all. And all creatures will worship Him. Jesus said that they didn't cry Hosanna to Him, that the rocks would cry out. All creation, blessing, honor, glory, a power, is again ascribed to Him that sitteth on the throne. We won't be able to do that too much. The Father at this point, and to the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, giving Him equality with God or deity. And notice the Amen in verse 14. The four beasts say Amen. That word Amen means so be it. I find it interesting that in the praise and worship throughout heaven in Revelation, we hear both Amen and Hallelujah, whether they're singing or saying. But we don't see applause. God is specific in His instructions of worship. As a matter of fact, Israel went into captivity, and one of the main reasons is for their corruption of worship, choosing to do things their way instead of His way. Nadab and Abihu were consumed by fire from heaven when they offered incense they thought was better incense to offer than what they were instructed. Amen means so be it. Hallelujah means praise be to God. But what does applause mean? It means, oh, you did a great work, and we're applauding your ability. We're applauding what you have done. You know, I don't see anything wrong with applause when you're at a play, or you're at a ball game, or something of that nature. I don't see nothing wrong with applause at all. But when God desires Amen and Hallelujah, and applause is how we honor man, I think that we need to keep God's honor to God and man's honor to Him. As Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and unto God that which is God. And Amen and Hallelujah belongs unto God. When the children said Hosanna, which meant save now, they were acknowledging His power to save. But they weren't applauding Him. They were saying, Hosanna! Glory to God in the highest. It will not hurt you to sometime go back through chapters 4 and 5 when we're going through chapters 6 through 20 and we're seeing the wrath of His judgments being poured out. And those judgments are just. But sometimes we'll need to be reminded of the glory that we'll be enjoying in heaven. The pivotal scene in heaven is Jesus opening this book. On earth, the tribulation starts with the signing of a covenant with Israel by the world leader who will be referred to as the beast. Sometimes we refer to him as the Antichrist. And that'll happen sometime after this rapture. But in heaven, we'll see that tribulation start with the breaking of the seals. As saved people, the book of redemption sees its value in chapters 4 and 5. In the wedding feast of chapter 19, and in the eternal kingdom of Revelation 21 and 22. I referred to Revelation 21:4 earlier without reading it, and let me read that to you right now. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, and neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And that's at the end of the 1,000 years when God has set up his eternal reign. And what a glorious promise that is. But if you're not sure that if you die today that heaven's your home, if you're trying to work your way to heaven, if you're trying to go to God some other way besides through Jesus Christ, then let me share with you another passage in Revelation. It's in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, my friend, in the books, plural, are written the works. In other words, your words, every idle word, the thoughts, the intents of your heart, everything about your life, every deed. And you'll be judged of those books at this great white throne. Only those without Christ will be at this great white throne. And it's not going to determine if you go to heaven or to hell. You're going to that eternal burning lake of fire. What it will determine will be the degree of punishment in that lake of fire. And it'll be worse for some than it is for others, just like heaven has degrees of rewards that are greater for some than it will be for others. And then they'll show that in the book of life, your name has been blotted out. It is not there because you did not receive the Lamb of God. You did not humble yourself to say that I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself and I need a Savior. And you'll be cast forever into that lake of fire where there's no ceasing to exist, where there's no opportunity to rest, where it's there day and night, forever and ever. Oh, my friend, you're not prepared to live until you're prepared to die. And you're not prepared to die until you're prepared to meet God. And you're not prepared to meet God until you meet and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Job 18:14 tells us that death is the king of terrors. And what a dreadful thing to face the king of terrors without the king of kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday in times past. It was Jesus Christ the Lord who empowered departed saints to live as they did. He has an eternal past because Jesus Christ is from everlasting. But Jesus Christ is the same today in this present hour. He is a merciful and faithful high priest, the one and only mediator between God and men. And he is able to save unto the uttermost all who will come unto God by him. But then Jesus Christ is forever, not only from everlasting, but to everlasting. And he's the unchanging one with the Father at the beginning. And seated at the Father's right hand now. And he'll be with the Father throughout all eternity. Jesus is eternal in the past, eternal in the future. And praise God, he's faithful in the present. This is the holy Jesus Christ of the Bible, who is unchanging in his holiness and love, who will save you if you'll come to him. What must you do? Admit that you're a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Admitting you're a sinner means I cannot be good enough for heaven. I am too low, too dirty. I'll never be able to save myself. You've got to come to that point if you're going to be saved according to the Word of God. Be willing to repent. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world by that man whom he raised from the dead, the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent. Change your mind. Turn from your sin. Turn from depending on yourself. Turn from your sin. Realizing you can't turn from your sin, you call upon him to take your sin away, to cleanse you by his blood, to take it from you, See, you can't take it away, but he can. But if you love darkness rather than light, and you don't want him to take away your sin, he won't, but you're not saved. So be willing for him to take your sin. Be willing to repent. Believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, shedding his blood for you, and that he was buried, and that 3 days later he rose up bodily from the dead. And through prayer, invite Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and God, as your Savior. My friend, you can do that right now, right where you are. I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form will be only words if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, and you want to give your life to Christ right now, and to make your life what it ought to be, and that he might fit you for heaven, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sins. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up bodily and victoriously over the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ to cleanse me from my sin and to come into my life as my God, as my Lord, my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, write us and let us know. I want to send you a booklet titled Building Blocks, and this will instruct you in how to live the new life. Then the second thing I'd ask you to do is look in your yellow pages if you don't belong to a church. Or you don't belong to a Bible-believing church, Bible-preaching church, and look up under the yellow pages, Baptist Fundamental Independent. Call the preacher. Tell him of the decision that you've made. And ask him what is the next step. Now, my booklet will also be a help in the next steps. But I want you to be connected to a local church. If you'll do that, just write us, and I'll send you that booklet absolutely free. And I'll send that booklet to those who will use it to disciple new Christians. Now, my friend, we do like to hear from our listeners. We want letters of encouragement. I often read the letters that we get to our congregation. It's an encouragement to them. They love to hear from you. Will you write us and let us hear from you? It will mean so much to the many people who give sacrificially so that this program might remain on the air. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask others to listen in, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.